Okay, let's lighten things up a little bit. There may be an octopus arms race underway. That's not some lame joke about tentacles. Octopuses are actually fighting. It turns out the creatures aren't really team players.
Octopuses in general are regarded as fairly solitary animals.
Peter Godfrey-Smith is a marine biologist at the Graduate Center, City University of New York. He's studying octopuses in Jervis Bay, Australia.
A particular group of them have started living in higher concentrations than usual, which we think is because of some peculiarities of the site where they live. And essentially, they've had to, we think, learn to get on a little bit. They've had to learn to interact more than octopuses normally have to do.
There's fighting, what Peter calls boxing, and even bullying.
There seems to be a lot of ornery behavior which has to do with policing and guarding territory.
And it gets worse. The ornery octopuses also hurl objects.
Shells, sometimes it's bits of seaweed, and then blast out the contents of what they're holding under high pressure.
Peter says there may be other explanations for this behavior, but the number of direct hits has him suspecting the octopuses are using projectile weapons.
It would be quite significant if it's happening. In general, projectile use is pretty rare among animals.
Peter's been collaborating on this octopus work with David Scheel from Alaska Pacific University, and he says they've got a lot more observing to do before coming to firm conclusions about the shell-chucking octopuses. In the meantime, he refuses to be baited by sensationalistic reporters. Have you seen Stanley Kubrick's 2001?
Yes, I have.
Remember the apes and the monolith? It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from weapons to rocket ships, right?
A hop, skip, and a fairly substantial jump. The prospects for octopus takeover, I think, are still fairly remote at present.
Marine biologist Peter Godfrey-Smith.